you see guys that are killing it because they're still cold calling, or you're killing it because they stopped cold calling and they did YouTube, or, you know, they're doing these Google ads or whatever it is. The only impact all of them have is consistency.
Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today.
Welcome to Stay Paid. My name is Joshua Steich, along with Luke Acree, and our guest today is Ryan Foreman. Ryan is one of the key people behind Actually Agents, a massively popular online community for real estate agents. And if you're listening to this podcast, come on, you're following Actually Agents.
Of course you are. Instagram. If you're not, get on there.
Multitask and go follow Actually Agents. Working as a mortgage broker in over a dozen states, Ryan has used his unique insights into helping real estate agents learn actionable and modern marketing strategies. Ryan, welcome to Stay Paid. Thanks for being here.
Dude, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and chat up with you guys, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. It's awesome to have you on the show. I would love for you to share like how you got involved with Actually Agents and all the work that you're doing there.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we were talking beforehand, but I'm a younger fella, you know, I'm definitely not meant to be up here, but, you know, when GameStop,
how old are you? You like 13 years old or
no, I'm 13, man. Just, yeah, I'm not going to say anything bad against that, but yeah, no, I'm 20 years old. So back in 2020, when GameStop was going on, you know, my parents let me have a brokerage account. Like I won stock at GameStop, you know, this was before I made any money. And Luca, AKA Actually Agents, in this podcast, I'll refer to Luca as Actually Agents, cause it makes sense for me. And, you know, he was hosting something. He put together this Discord community, which if you guys don't know what Discord is, it's basically an online community. You can have chat channels, video form, stages, guests, whatever you want to do. It's like A to Z. It's like Facebook groups mixed with social. It's everything. And, you know, he was hosting something about the GameStop chart, and I join in. I'm like, I see something in advertisement. And, you know, we spent the next couple, it was about a 7-day period, probably a 5-day period, until we got burnt out. And you guys know about GameStop, what happened there. We got burnt out eventually. And
but did you make money? Yeah. Did you make money on it? Did you lose your shirt?
No, I actually, with my one share, I did not make any money. But my first run into money is once everything tanked, and I won't go into this, but once everything tanked, I bought AMC, and it shot up to like, I've sold it at $69. It literally peaked at $69. Yeah, so that was my first run of money, but I won't talk about that. He started this community. I joined it, and, you know, we didn't really talk for about like 6 months. It was kind of a dead place. And eventually someone, not me, Cameron, he's the developer for a server. He goes up to Luke and is like, yo, let's like turn this into, let's get real estate agents. Let's get guest speakers. Like, you can do a lot with this, because we had already gotten a lot of people on the server. They have already gotten a lot of people on the server. And pretty much what happened was eventually their first guest, we got Ryan Serhant on, Luca got Ryan Serhant on for the first guest.
Yeah.
And I still haven't met Luca in any way, shape or form or yet. And, you know, I messaged him. I'm like, I kept pinging him. I sent him a message saying, yo, I want to record this mastermind with Ryan Serhant. I can upload it to YouTube for you. Do you want that? And he pretty much just responded with, thank you, but we got it covered. So eventually the event rolls around, and knowing me, I still record it. I went forward. I was like, I'm going to record this. I don't care. And genuinely 2 or 3 days later, he messages me, yo, we effed up the recording. Like, do you have it? I'm like, of course I have it. And yeah, happily ever after, man. After that, we just slowly started to expand things in the community, trying to figure out what we could do next. I met Luke in Miami a couple of times, met him in New York. And from there, we've just grown a great relationship. I handle, Luke is a meme god. He is amazing at what he
hilarious.
Does. He does
all the, yeah. If you guys don't follow Actually Agent, it's just hilarious.
Man. And, to keep this story quick, we pretty much now I'm handling a lot of the back end marketing. I do the email marketing.
Okay.
If we're doing a joint venture or there's any, offer that's coming forward with a company. The company I'm at right now, a mortgage company, stemmed because of a joint venture that we did with them, as Actually Agents being the marketing wing. So now I'm kind of integrated into a lot of the back end, help the community keep on rolling, and help host the weekly mastermind every week. So that's Love about that. The whole gist of how I met Luke and how I'm here today.
Imagine this, you're driving around town and you see a house that you previously sold with a for sale sign in the yard featuring an agent that isn't you. There's no worse feeling than knowing you missed out on an opportunity for repeat business simply because a former client forgot your name. With Reminder Media's help, you can become unforgettable with your own branded magazine. In fact, 70% of people who receive a personally branded magazine from their agent have done repeat business with them simply because they sent them the magazine. Never lose another client again because they forgot who you were. Visit remindermedia.com/forgottenagent to request your free sample of our branded magazine. That's remindermedia.com/forgottenagent. Take action on this today.
Well, let's talk about marketing, right? Because, the world's shifting right now. Everybody's up in arms about what's going on with the industry. So, when you're looking at what's working right now in marketing and where you're focusing your efforts, what are you seeing in the masterminds? What are you seeing for you and Actually Agent that you guys are implementing for people?
So because I'm connected with real estate agents, so sometimes it's a bit different, but you guys know the talk of the town. It's YouTube, back to the basics. Back to the basics is kind of a phase that we've gotten over, but now it's, we got YouTube, social media, lead magnets. So I've seen A to Z working for real estate agents. And I could dive into some specifics and I will, but really what I've noticed is a lot of these agents, every week we're just asking what's working, what are you guys seeing in the market? Every single one of them, whatever they are doing, the only impact, like if you see guys that are killing it because they're still cold calling, or you're killing it because they stopped cold calling and they did YouTube, or they're doing these Google ads or whatever it is, the only impact all of them have is consistency. Hmm. Every single one of them that you can see is having success is consistency. So it's like, there's obviously trends, like I said, YouTube and some of these trends that are working, but the people that are like at the top of their level, we've interviewed a ton of YouTube people, and we try to follow the trends and stuff that's going on. But then you talk to an agent that's doing hundreds, like 100 million a year, and they're just cold calling like with their team. Like then that's
it
all they're
doing. It is crazy. Yeah, it's like the system that works is the system you use. I'm curious to selfishly pick your brain on YouTube. Because we put our podcast out on YouTube and we don't get we've never done well getting a ton of views. I think what is it? Probably 300.
Yeah,
300 to 400 per episode on YouTube. Because our biggest audience is on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But I'm curious, to hear from you. If you guys have successfully taken an audience from Instagram and social technically, and you've created a tribe of people that will follow you in your content, what do you do when you think about YouTube or you're seeing agents with success on YouTube? What are you seeing that they're doing?
Yeah. So again, A to Z, it's like as you go down the pyramid and get deeper and deeper, there's people filming on their iPhone. There's people doing all this crazy stuff. There's people funneling their marketing newsletter there, social media audiences. But I'll say what's working, because I work with an agent. His name is Levi, and I've worked pretty closely with him. He's over in Florida. He's got about 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, about 250,000 views, and he hasn't uploaded in 3 months. And I'll get to it in a second.
And wait, what happened to the consistency? I thought we were
no, dude. His watch time the past 28 days, he had 28,000 views and over, I think it was 1,200 hours on watch time. I might be wrong on the watch time, but wow. I know the views was 28,000 views, and he had an upload in 3 months. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because in just 1 year, he closed 16 deals. This was, and right now he's working on about 8 for YouTube, and that's why the consistency has dropped off. And that's why I'm, you know, working with him.
You got to bust on him, man. You got to say, Levi, dude, you got freaking 8 deals from YouTube, and now you stop. But what was the videos? Like, what were the videos that drove those views, or what was it? Yeah. Like, normally you don't see that.
So because he's in a relocation area, so it's very location dependent. And that's why he's seen only 2,000 subscribers with 28,000 views in the past 28 days is it's location dependent. And that's what he's focusing on is what are, you know, he would know better than I do, but he's recommended Channel Junkies and some of these other places and really focusing hard on the thumbnail and the keywords. And not focusing as much on the video. He is notoriously still films on his iPhone, edits on iMovie, the free Mac app. And that is his entire, and he does the thumbnails on his phone on this one app. I forget what it's called. But like the idea is you just gotta focus on how can you put the right video out there that people are going to search up for your market. Are you in a relocation market? Are you in a primarily veteran or military base? Are you in a place that is big on vacation homes? Or maybe it's in a senior area. I mean, whatever it is that's like what I notice works is people are focusing hard on what's being searched in that area. And then the video content itself is just being authentic.
It's interesting you say that because I think of the people we've interviewed on here that are really good on YouTube.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, they are in relocation markets.
Yes.
And I do wonder, if somebody did a case study to study all the popular agents on YouTube, if they would see a theme, which makes a ton of sense because you get traffic from all over, not just your local town. Versus, I'm not saying the local agent in I think rural county, Fluvanna County, Virginia, where I grew up, isn't going to have success on YouTube. But nobody's moving.
Not a lot of relocators.
Nobody's moving to Fluvanna County, Virginia. Sorry, people. But you get what I'm saying. Like I almost wonder. So your golden nugget there of. What are people searching? One hack that we, you know, have heard often, and I think Jason Pantana recently said it at an event I was at, is just go to Google and literally, whether you use a keyword tool or type in Google itself, you know, real estate in King of Prussia, and see what comes up as the suggested terms. And those suggested terms are the ones that that should be your video, because essentially that's what other people are searching.
Yeah. And I mean, just on terms of the search thing, if a real estate agent is looking at YouTube, like a 10-minute video, how am I going to film that? Like I spent all this time doing Instagram content. I don't know if I could do this type of these YouTube videos. It seems like this massive task. What you can do though, is learn, like TikTok is very search oriented. My girlfriend only uses TikTok to search. It bugs the heck out of me.
Really?
I saw a stat that people are like, Gen Z specifically are increasingly looking on TikTok more so than YouTube. So
that's if someone here,
not on YouTube, I'm sorry, on search platforms, they're looking on TikTok specifically.
Ethan, are you looking on, you're Gen Z, right? Or am I wrong there?
Yes, I am.
Are you using TikTok to search, dude?
Sometimes, but not all the time. Yeah, okay. Someone will be like,
oh, see, I don't think I've used TikTok to search once in my life. I'm feeling
we're
old
bad
right now.
Marketers.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry to cut you off. But okay, so they're using TikTok to search.
Yeah. No, so the reason I bring this up and we're talking about the search terms, I know I went off a tangent on YouTube, is if you don't know what to do, you don't know what search term are working, you don't want to put all this effort forward to filming these long videos, go on TikTok, mess around. You can put, you know, thumbnails and captions on, like thumbnails for your feed on your TikTok, and you could mess with the captions, and it's very search oriented on there. So if you know, if you want to get started learning what people are searching, like a very fast bite, like is TikTok. You can, you can film a TikTok in 15 minutes, 5 minutes, if you want to, and just kind of learn some of the platforms. That's what I, you know, I've noticed kind of is working on my end. I'm trying to mess with them as much as I can on my end, but really just focus on those searches for YouTube. And that's all I'm seeing is working.
That's wild. Talk about email. Cause I know you mentioned that that's where you're spending a lot of your time right now in marketing. So, so I'm assuming you believe in the power of email, but
oh man,
you also talk a lot about personalization there. So how are you seeing email working?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's two sides of email. So for me, I do a lot of cold email towards real estate agents, which can be a little hard because you can't really do consumers sometimes, depending on how they opt in. So there's two levels of email marketing that I utilize. Is one is low back end. So I view low back end as newsletters and like just, you know, sending a massive blast. So, you know, your high upfront is going to open houses, collecting leads, posting on social media. That's your high upfront. Your low back end is the one of many. You can send one newsletter, go to your audience and blast it out. Like at Actually Agents, we've done that consistently for a little over a year now. And, you know, it is done wonders. And then I'll dive into a second, but I want to touch on cold email. So cold email is a bit more consumer oriented. So for real estate agents, it's like, what are businesses that you can partner with and get business from? You probably don't need to reach out to mortgage people because we're reaching out to you, but like, you know, financial people or, you know, lawyers or anything, just anything in your market. That is what cold email is for, is you can consistently connect with tons of local people in your market at a scale, at a mass scale, just sending out those one-on-one emails. I mean, you could go pull a list of like the top 20 real estate lawyers or whatever in your area. Just go meet every single one of them, like build a relationship with them. So that's on email marketing. There's two sides of it. One is meeting people and the other one is marketing to your people. Email marketing.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before. Like, just go literally pull a list of the top 20 real estate lawyers and just cold email them. And I've heard people do that strategy on LinkedIn. Like LinkedIn, I think it's a common thing. Message people on LinkedIn like that, cold outreach, because it makes it a little bit easier. But from the email perspective, it's a great idea. Like, grab all the business owners in your area and just, you know, slowly cold email them. And you're not going to get hit IP-wise because you're personally sending the email. And it's just not enough to get really spammed. Flag the spam.
If you want to go down the rabbit hole, I have I'm sending about 400 like one-on-one personalized emails a day to real estate agents.
How do you do that?
Every real estate agent has a property description on their listing. You can pull all the real estate agent's information plus the listing and the property description. You could ChatGPT it into an automation to a compliment of the listing. So like when I first email a real estate agent, cause I can't do 400 personally a day, you know, I could do 10, 20, but you know, I'm sending out 400 that are like, hey, came across your property or saw your property on XYZ. I love how the porch expands over the lake or whatever it is. I just dive into I'm meeting with people. I want to explain some of the stuff we're doing at our mortgage company. Or I just want to meet with you, and just get to know you, pick your brain on your area and what you're seeing in your market, whatever it is. I do test runs. And I can see that as a big lead source and a way to connect with people in your market. Cause next thing you know, like, before I dive on another tangent, but a lot of people that I'm meeting through email, it's like, I'll get them to go on events. I'll give them a platform. I'm building connections. I'm meeting their audience. And like, you just need a couple really good connections to be invited to weird events. Like I went to the suit event. Like I'm going to weird events that I wouldn't normally be invited to.
What's a suit event?
Yeah. I'm from my suit tailor and some other things. Yeah. But like, it's just
I've never been invited to a suit event. I kind of want to go.
I went off, but because that was the most recent one I went to, and I met a dude that had eight. He has eight McDonald's franchises. Like,
holy
you go
cow.
To these events and you meet people that are in your local market, probably business oriented, that are probably going to end up buying or selling real estate. And that to me is cold email. That's like the biggest benefit of just reaching out to people and building connections the best you can.
Are you using a software for that? Or are you literally sending them? Okay. Yeah. All right. Do you mind saying what software you use?
Yeah. So there's a few different softwares. I presume you guys are familiar with like AppSumo.com and some of these other places, which is like, you know, lifetime deals. So there, it doesn't really matter what software you're using. There's for cold email specifically, Instantly.ai, or Mistrika, which is a one-time payment on AppSumo.com. So it's really that, I mean, it's like a CRM. It's just a matter of you using it. It's not a matter of the best CRM. It's just you got to use the damn CRM.
Yeah, I was just looking at Instantly, and then Woodpecker was another one. I don't know if you tried, but I was just looking at those. There seems to like be a lot more that have popped up in just the last year, I want to say, from the last time I was looking into it. So
yeah. So like I'm just off of 400 emails I'm sending, I'm booking about 2 to 3 appointments. Now the show rate is around 2. I probably missed like that third one. So my show rate is around 75%.
That's still incredible,
so I'm booking almost 2 to 3 appointments a day with real estate agents and just meeting them and just being like, just getting them in our community, going the extra mile for the personalization. I mean, if you looked at some of the emails that I send to these real estate agents, it's not like, hey, just checking in. I'm very, dude, I'm sending them an article. I mean, the Sirhan kind of thing where he's going the extra mile. Mm. He talks about this in his book, Seen, Heard, Remembered, which is like, I just met the guy that owns 8 McDonald's franchises. You bet your ass I'm sending him stuff on minimum wage and getting his take on it and seeing what's happening. Like
that's going the extra mile,
you know, is just going one-on-one. And that's what I love cold email for. I mean, our actually agent's email is, you know, we've got five digits in our email list and we're doing good things over there. And I'm not one-on-one reaching out to them. So large lists, you definitely need to take it. Mass email marketing, you guys all know the tools, Constant Contact, Beehive, MailChimp, whatever. And that one-on-one is big for me. So,
man, that is huge. Yeah, I love it. I don't think people are not nearly taking advantage enough of just the art of cold emailing. I think it's almost a lost thing today because people just think about, they want to set it and forget it. And in some degree, you have figured out a lot of automation, but the whole key to cold emailing is you're not mass listing people. You're literally grabbing the specifics. Yeah. Now, that's awesome. What would you say to people right now, you know, with the NAR settlement and everything, like, you know, getting listings, what you're seeing and getting listings, obviously email, YouTube. Yeah. Is there anything that you've seen that you've heard from agents over the last couple of weeks with all the shakeup that's going on?
Oh, man. I mean, because it's not set in stone yet, you hear the takes from this is still BS to this is going to change our industry. We are screwed. I mean, I just did the two extreme examples. Yeah. So it's really a matter of pick your poison. I'm finding the best real estate agents that I know, they're not getting sucked in and spending all these hours listening to, I mean, they're learning about it and they're spending time that you as you should, but they're not letting it stop what they've been doing consistently. And they're moving forward. Like I know a real estate agent, he's already had his attorney draft, you know, things saying you are aware that you can choose the commission on this, like things are going to change. So now his clients are signing that knowing that they have an option and they're moving as things are going. They're making sure that they're staying on top of what's new, what's trending, and just applying it to their clients and going from there. It's really just a matter of don't let it take you off your tracks. Don't let it change you and what you're doing, what's working for you. I mean, personally, I think you should definitely focus on listings, whether this was a thing or not, because with listings comes buyers. I've always thought that, but like just try to adapt with the times. And that's kind of what I'm hearing. I'm not a professional or, you know, I don't know enough about this to really say set in stone, this is what you got to do. But there's a ton of great people at BAM, nowbam.com. There's a ton of articles, ton of YouTube videos. Like they dive deep, they give it to you straight. And that's what I recommend is just really figuring out what other people are doing and just adapt with the times.
Yeah, it's spot on. It's, you know, I was talking to Steve and my brother, he's a top agent at Keller Williams, and he was at a mastermind with Gary Keller. And he was saying that Gary was saying that he thinks it's going to go back to normal, and not like it's going to go back commissions wise of what's changed regulation wise, but that literally the industry is going to just keep kicking on almost the exact same way. Just now there's an extra tier of negotiation and transparency that has to happen. So your point on basically, hey, get over it. You can't, you know, gripe about things you can't change. You just got to adapt and keep moving. And the ones who are moving are the ones who are going to win, the ones who are already adding it in. I think 49% of the industry was already doing buyer's agreements. So, you know, there's a, you know, good 51% out there that weren't doing it. So they have to adapt. And now they have to, you know, have that negotiation, have that scripting all worked out. But I tend to agree with you. I think that's the best advice. You know, get the knowledge, but just keep moving forward and take, you know, and each day. Don't let it affect you.
And like we talked about earlier of what's working for real estate agents. And I was saying, you know, you see the trends, you see A to Z. I've used that term a ton of times. And I think that's the same thing with this settlement is just, keep doing what you're doing, pay attention, and there's going to be options A to Z of what you can do. You can become a great buyer's agent. I think just negotiate and just stay on top of it. And that's the way to, you know, win in this market.
Definitely the best strategy is to stick your head in the sand and and just ignore everything. Like that really is the, you know.
Nine times out of 10, it works just every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan, man, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing all of your wisdom and updates and everything. So before we close out, let me know, let everybody know how they can connect with you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm trying to get more consistent on social media. Obviously, go follow Actually Agents. We host a weekly mastermind every Thursday. Great community, about 9,000 real estate agents are, you know, on board and onto Discord at the moment. It's a free app. We don't charge you anything. We make money through our joint ventures and some of the marketing things that we do, but we're never going to sell you anything. And then on social media, you can find me at Ryan J. Foreman. That's pretty much most platforms. And yeah, definitely connect with me.
Awesome,
send
man.
Me a cold email.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, thanks, Ryan. And thank you all so much for listening. You can dive deeper to this episode, get the show notes, as well as the video for all of our episodes over at staypaidpodcast.com. Those links and those notes that Ryan mentioned as well will be there also over at staypaidpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, head on over to Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review. We'll read it here on the show. And the best way to support the show is to simply share this episode with someone that you know. If you want to get hold of me or Luke, you can email us at podcast@remindermedia.com. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram as well. We are at Stay Paid Podcast. For this episode of Stay Paid, I'm Joshua Stike.
Guys, I'm Luke Akery. Ryan crushed it, man. Great advice. Only 20 years old, too, and running a community of 9,000 agents. Just unbelievable. Here's the action item for everybody listening to this, because we got this sign in the background. So it's all about taking action. I would challenge you, pick 5 people to cold email tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pick 5 people to cold email, send a cold email to them with just the action of you wanting to connect. You wanting to just connect with them. I mean, you heard him doing it as a mortgage professional to agents, but there's a ton of different ways you can do it. Pick maybe the 5, you know, local lawyers in the area or local business owners, but do some cold emailing. Remember the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business is top producers take action.
Yeah.
Take action on that today.